Thank you for joining me in today's broadcast of The Love Way. What a privilege to minister to you today. I know you're going to be blessed because the grace of God is the power of God that will bring you into the fullness of the Word of God. The only way the Word of God can be fulfilled in you is through you hearing the message of grace. Amen. That's what it says in Colossians 1 verses 25. That Paul says this dispensation of grace has been given unto him so that he could preach it unto us, so that the Word of God could be fulfilled in us. The Word of God can only be fulfilled when you hear how much God loves you, what is done for you in Jesus Christ, and when you believe that God justifies the ungodly. Then your faith will be reckoned as righteousness. Man, isn't that awesome? When you believe that God justifies the ungodly. Now that is a great problem in the lives of people today because they cannot believe that God justifies the ungodly. But it is the truth. Amen. Now in the end of the last session, I spoke about people just honoring the Jews and thinking through honoring the Jews, they are going to walk a closer walk with God. Now I just want to say this and I want to make it clear to you. That Paul said that he became a Jew for the Jews and a Greek for the Greeks so that he might win them. Now, there might be people maybe living in Jerusalem or having only Jewish friends. I don't say it's wrong for you to maybe go to one of the feasts. Or if you live in Jerusalem, go to the temple place with your friend or where the old temple was, and when they pray there, stand there with them, pray with them or whatever. I don't say that's wrong if you do that with a purpose to win him to Christ so that he can get rid of it. Now, you must listen to me today. I will become like a Zambian for the Zambians. I will become like a doesn't matter what type of people it is, I'll become like them to win them. Now, the problem that we have in the church today is that people think that if we start to implement Jewish traditions and Jewish way of communion and Jewish way of doing all those feasts and stuff, that they're going to be blessed or more blessed. And that God honors them for honoring that nation. Now, that's not the truth. Now, I believe all the scriptures in the Old Testament that says those type of things are actually speaking about the church. It's speaking about the church of Jesus Christ today, that we are Israel, the people that believe on Jesus Christ. That's what I believe. Otherwise, we are back into the law system, back into a work system where God is the respecter of the person, and He is not that. So if you are bombarded with that, please get free from that. It's not the truth. The Bible says he is a Jew that is circumcised in his heart. So if I am circumcised in my heart, that is being born of God, that is having the very nature of God, then I'm a Jew. And even if you are of Jewish descent or a Jew, like in today's terms of the tribe of Israel, one of the 12 tribes, and you are not circumcised in your heart, you are not an Israelite. That's it. You're an Israelite when you believe in Jesus Christ. And when He has come and put God's nature in you through the message of God's grace. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you are a Jew today, and I'm sorry to say that you don't believe in Jesus, you are going to go to hell. You have got no divine rights because of what nation you're of. And I know if you're a Jew and you're not a believer, you might switch the television off if you are watching this by accident. But if you're a Christian and you want to switch the television off because you're listening to this, my friend, it's just religion standing up in you. But God has got compassion upon you and He wants to bring the truth to you. He wants to bring life to you and He wants to bring deliverance to you. Because, and that all by the message of grace. Now you cannot serve two systems. You either in grace or you not. And what I've seen these days is that churches and people just change the color of the coat of the law, but it's still the law. And people walk by that and they, and it's the same thing that Paul experienced. And we're going to read that in Galatians, and I want to just touch on this quick. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8. It says there, "Howbeit then, when you knew not God, You did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. So what does he say here? He says that these people came to know the Lord, or God knows them, and then they went back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world. Do you desire to be in bondage again? You observing days and months, and I want to continue and say all these feasts and all those type of things. That's the weak and beggarly elements of this world. If you are in those things, you are actually a beggar. Now, I'm not saying that you are poor in the physical things, but you're a beggar begging God to do things for you again. I'm not a beggar. We don't have to be a beggar. We don't have to even beg God, because He's given it us unto us for free. We're not beggars. We are sons. Hallelujah. We have become the very righteousness of God through believing that Jesus Christ justifies the ungodly. And that's the message of grace. By the message of grace, the influence of Jesus Christ on our behalf, every prerequisite that had to be met in order for you to be blessed and to walk as sons of God, ruling in the kingdom of God that has been given and established here, has been done by Jesus. You can only believe it and walk in it. Hallelujah. And as you believe it, it manifests. The Bible says the righteousness of God is manifested from faith to faith. So please, people, when it comes to this teaching of, you know, honoring Israel and all of that, man, honor Israel. Honor the Jews. It's good. But honor them the same as what you will honor the American and the Canadian and the Italian and every other nation that's on this. There's nothing special about them. You know, many people say, you know, everything is about Jerusalem. All the wars and all that. You know, the country next to them can say it's about them, because it's also where the war is. So, man, since when will we say, because of wars and rumors of wars, we're going to know it's the end time? It's not like that. Let's know that the last days has begun already. And people say, we are now in the last of the last days. No, we are in the last days. And that was when the Spirit of God was poured out in Joel, according to Joel in Acts chapter 2. And that's it, man. Let's not make this thing so complicated that you don't know even how to breathe, right? Have I now? People have got more respect for Jews than for Christ Himself. They've got more respect for that Jewish nation. He is this Messianic Jew. No, just call him a Christian. The Messianic Jews of those days were called Christians. We are Christians. Amen. So let's not fall back into the weak and beggarly elements, becoming a beggar again. Father, I'm keeping this feast. I'm wearing the right robes. I'm wearing the right stuff. Man, it's wicked. It's wicked. How do we do that? I tell you, if Paul had to walk the face of this earth today, seeing people doing those things, I think he would get a heart attack. He went around teaching people, according to the book of Acts, not to keep all those things. And now we try to implement it again. Or people, not we, I'm definitely not in that. People try to implement that. And I don't, even if you do that, I don't say that you are, that God doesn't love you and God hates you. But what I say is your work is going to fall away, and because it's not of grace. You're laboring in vain, my friend. And in the love of God, I want to help you. It's like Paul said, it's like to Israel. He says that they've got a zeal for God. And he didn't say and deny that they had a zeal for God. There's many people that have got a zeal for God. They'll travel over land and sea. They'll do anything for what they believe in. They've got a great zeal for God, but it's not according to knowledge. It's not according to the message of grace, which puts everybody in the same level. And I thank God for the law, because the law made everybody a sinner. Go and read Romans 1 and 2. It clearly states that the Jew is a sinner. It clearly states that the Israelites are a sinner, that the Gentiles are a sinner, that everybody needs the grace of God. That there's no one righteous. No, not one. Not even the Jewish nation. They're not righteous. If you are not in Christ and believe in Jesus Christ, you are not righteous. You are a sinner in need of salvation. And without believing on Jesus, there's no salvation for you. I tell you, the thing is bordering that we're watching these days on television, bordering to saying that a Jew doesn't need to believe in Jesus in order to be saved. That there's something special for him. Man, I don't believe it's the truth. I don't believe it. I believe it's there's people behind this thing that just wants to make money out of it. Now, okay, let's leave it there. Let's get more into Galatians. And man, this is just such a blessing, speaking about the grace of God. Let's read from chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, which is the law. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you whatsoever, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace." Now, isn't that wonderful? What he says here, he says, stand fast in the freedom that you have been made free with. When you gave your life to Jesus, you never stood under do's and don'ts. You just came to a message that says, he died for you. And because of what he's done, when you believe on that, your sins has been washed away. Your life has been made new. Everything has been given unto you. When you believe that, you were saved. Now he says here, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, verse 2, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." So if you want to keep one thing of the law in order to be part of the blessing of God, Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing will not benefit you. It will not profit you at all. That's why so many people, they get under the law and they say, you know, But I don't see a great change in my life. Because of the law. Because of that law mentality. "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Now, fallen from grace does not mean you've committed a sin. So many times we think that if somebody smokes a cigarette or had one drink too much, he's fallen from grace. Now let me put it this way. The guy who is maybe smoking a cigarette can be much deeper in grace than the legalist trying to honor nations to be saved of God or to be blessed of God. Man, you might say, "Bertie, that's just too radical." Now, well, I'm sorry if it's too radical for you to the point that you don't want to listen to it, because you're just going to miss out. And I don't want to shock you to the point that you cannot receive from me. But this is the truth. The Bible says that the word from heaven shakes heaven and earth. And this is going to shake religion. It's just like that. Receive grace so that you by grace may serve God acceptably and become unshakable as well. If you in grace, this will not shake you. This will just, you will just say, "Yes, true, amen, hallelujah, I agree with that." Now let's read it again. "For I testify again to you, to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." So, if you want to be justified by your works, you have fallen from grace. Not if you've done something wrong. Because the Bible clearly says in John that these things I write unto you, now the message of grace, so that you will not sin. And if you sin, you've got an advocate with the Father. So, even if you've sinned, There's grace for you. There's mercy for you. Because John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He took away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. It's been upon the cross. But when Christ becomes of no effect is when you seek justification and blessing by what you do. Man, and if you want to obey one law, you must obey the whole law and you're back under the law and you can forget about Jesus. Don't think that, and this is a great deception that's in the world today, is that the Holy Spirit will give you power to do the law so that you can be justified by the law. That is not the truth. The law has passed away. It has passed away. Hallelujah. Many people say that the law existed in the Garden of Eden. Or that God gave the law unto Adam in the Garden of Eden to walk by the law. Now, I believe the mentality of the law in the fulfillment of the law, you can get that series. I explained this in depth. The law was what God told people not to eat of, called the knowledge of good and evil. That's it. So, I tell you, man, we can be set free. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 4. And we're going to read there from verse 6. Let's read from verse 5. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, "Knowest thou not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord." Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who art you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it." Now, man, this is so powerful. This is the last session on this series of grace, and I want you to just be established in this. And just open your heart because you're going to see something so great today. He says here, here was Zerubbabel and he had to rebuild the city and the temple and all those type of things. And it was just like a mountain, this job that was before him. It was just almost impossible. And he just said, "I don't know what to do." And then the word of God, he saw a vision of two olive trees, and I believe it signifies the anointing. And out of that, he said, "I don't know what this means." And then he says, "This is what it means." And then we get into verse 6. Then he answered and said unto me, speaking, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Then the angel turned and he pointed to the problem. He said, "Who art thou, if Zerubbabel comes then by the spirit, O great mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it." So, I want you, like Zerubbabel, to put the mountain that's in your life before God. And then the vision God will give you is the vision of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Then you will say, "I don't know how this anointing works." Because, you know, so many times the church don't know how the anointing works. You say, "Yeah, the anointing breaks the yoke, but oh my God, yeah, the anointing will break the yoke." Then you go and you run from oil pot to oil pot to get the anointing. Man, you're wasting your time. Further on, it explains what the anointing is. It's by the Spirit. And how is it by the Spirit? He says, "Mountain, you will be made a plain, and Zerubbabel will come and take the headstone, and he will shout, grace, grace." So if it's not by power or by might, but by the Spirit or by the anointing is the message of grace which manifests the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. So if you want to want the anointing to break the yoke, get more into the doctrine of grace. And let nobody say to you, "Doctrine is not important." Man, that is a lie from the pit of hell. Doctrine is so important that Christ died for it. Amen. To have the right doctrine. Hallelujah. So we can preach the right thing and live in the grace of God. So now, let's read it again. It says, verse 7, "Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth..." Now, you will see on the screen there, I've put the Greek numbers with it. number there in brackets that's not mentioned. It's not translated into a word. Now, that is the Hebrew word Aleph Taf, which is two Hebrew characters. Aleph, which is the first one of the Hebrew alphabet, and Taf, the last one, speaking of the Alpha and the Omega, which is Jesus Christ. So what he says is, you shall bring forth Jesus Christ, the headstone thereof, and you will shout, crying, grace, grace unto it. So if you come and you've got a problem, bring forth Jesus Christ. If you see that financial problem, don't bring forth, what must I do, God, to get prosperity? Go to the cross, bring forth Christ, and shout unto it. Shout unto your problem with Christ in your hands, not your works. Grace, grace, grace. And you will see, man, that mountain becoming a plain. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to pray for you. Man, this is anointed. This is the good news. I've got to listen to this again. Amen. Let's just pray together. Father, I speak your grace. I come forth and every person's sickness, every person's disease, I bring the headstone, I bring Jesus, and I shout unto this problem, I shout towards the cross, I say, grace, 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 so that it can be by the Holy Spirit that breaks this power. Thank you, Father. Grace is the key to healing, the key to prosperity, the key to manifest God in our lives, for God lives through us. Amen. Man, thank you that you've listened to this broadcast. Make use of our ministry products. Email us. We'll send it back to you. A list of everything we've got available. And you will just be blessed. Send your praise report to the number on the screen. We want to hear what this message has meant to you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.